Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha hold discussion on motion of thanks to the President's address. Estimated unemployment rate declines to 3.2% during last fiscal, says government in Lok Sabha. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav says 200 Vande Bharat, 100 Amrit Bharat and 50 Namo Bharat trains will be manufactured in next 2 to 3 years. Campaigning ends for Delhi Assembly elections, voting for all 70 constituencies on Wednesday. In Syria, 19 people killed in a car bomb explosion on outskirts of Manbij city. And in 38th National Games, Sift Kaur Samra from Punjab clinches gold in women's 50-meter rifle 3 positions in Dehradun. The Rajya Sabha today took up discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address to the joint sitting of Parliament. Initiating the discussion, BJP member Kiran Chaudhary said, the government has taken monumental initiatives to double the income of farmers, stating that the opposition is holding a false campaign against the government over its efforts for the agriculture sector. The BJP member said, the UPA government had kept the recommendations of the Dr. Swaminathan committee under cold storage. She further said the government has taken several measures to ensure farmers get more income for their produce. She said under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the country is currently moving towards Viksit Bharat in the real sense.
Viksit Bharat is not just about economic development. It is about breaking the chains of dependence, achieving modernization, and ensuring that our political, economic, and social progress go hand in hand. And this is the dream of every citizen in India today. Viksit Bharat is a profound reflection of the dreams of the sages and visionaries such as Swami Vivekananda. Indian economy now records a steady credit growth, and by 2047, we envision India as a 30 trillion economy, third largest in the world.
Leader of opposition and Congress leader Mallikarjun Kharge raised the issue of unemployment, price rise of commodities and appreciation of the Indian rupee against the US dollar. He alleged that farmers in the country are committing suicide due to lack of attention of the government towards them. He also accused the government of not fulfilling its promise of providing 2 crore jobs every year.
ये सरकार अमीरों के विकास की गारंटी दी है आम जनता के दुख और मुसीबत इसलिए लगातार बढ़ रहे हैं अगर आप देश के हित में कुछ बातें बोलते हो तो मैं समझता हूं कि आप सबके लिए कहते हो सबका विकास आप चाहते हो गरीबों का कोई विकास नहीं इन्फ्लेशन में मर रहे हैं अनएम्प्लॉयमेंट है इसकी कोई आपका चिंता नहीं
Intervening in the discussion, Union Minister Piyush Goyal countered the allegation of Mr. Kharge that farmers are committing suicides. Mr. Goyal said, as per NCRB data, the number of farmers who had committed suicide during 10 years of UPA regime are 57% higher than 10 years of NDA rule. TMC MP Derek O'Brien raised the issues of agriculture, unemployment and women's reservation. DMK's M. Shanmugam accused the centre of not paying attention to demands like metro and various infrastructure projects of the Tamil Nadu government. Subhashish Khuntia of BJD alleged that the economic and social inequality is increasing and youth are struggling with unemployment. Y.V. Subbareddy of YSRCP demanded the centre to soon approve the second revised cost estimates for Polavaram irrigation project. Milind Deora of Shiv Sena said, the President's address and the union budget have captured the challenges and opportunities that lie before India. Dr. M. Tambidurai of AIADMK demanded the inclusion of Valmiki and Tamil Nadu fishermen communities in the tribal category. Besides, other members, including Subhash Chandra Bose, Pili of YSRCP, Birendra Prasad Vaishya of AGP, Sulata Deo of BJD, and Ramchandar Inagra and Banshilal Gurjar of BJP also participated in the discussion. Later, the House was adjourned for the day. However, the discussion on the motion of thanks remained inconclusive. The Lok Sabha also took up discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address to the joint sitting of Parliament. Speaking during the discussion, Leader of Opposition and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi said the President's speech was the same as previous years. Mr. Gandhi said the problem of unemployment still remains and the government has failed to address it even though the country is growing. He said the government flagship program, Make in India, was a good idea conceptually, but the government has failed to implement it effectively.
The Prime Minister proposed the Make in India program. I think a good idea. We saw the statues, we saw the functions, we saw the so-called investment. I could say that the Prime Minister tried, and I think conceptually Make in India was a good idea, but it's pretty clear that he failed.
Earlier moving the motion, Ramveer Singh Bidhuri of BJP listed out the works done by the Narendra Modi-led government and the public welfare schemes.
बीते 10 वर्षों में भारत ने तरक्की और विकास के लिए प्रतिमान स्थापित किए हैं जन कल्याण की नीतियों को तेजी से लागू किया जा रहा है यह सचमुच भारत में समृद्धि का अमृतकाल है मैं प्रधानमंत्री जी के प्रति बहुत आभार व्यक्त करना चाहता हूं कि उन्होंने आम बजट में 12 लाख रुपए तक की आय पर कोई टैक्स नहीं लगाया है देश की किसी भी सरकार ने आज तक मध्यम वर्ग को इतनी बड़ी राहत नहीं दी है
BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad accused the Congress of feeling a sense of entitlement to run the country. Naresh Chandra Uttam Patel of SP alleged that there is no mention of guarantee of MSP in the President's address. Dr. Kakuli Ghosh Dastidar of TMC alleged that in the President's address there is no mention of food inflation and waiving of farm loans. Arvind Ganpat Sawant of Shiv Sena UBT, DMK's K. Kanyamuri, Dileshwar Komet of JDU, E.T. Mohammad Bashir of IUML, Rajkumar Sangwan of RLD were among those who participated in the discussion. The discussion is underway. The government has informed the Lok Sabha that the estimated unemployment rate has decreased from 6% 5 years ago to 3.2% during the last fiscal. In a written reply, Minister of State for Labour and Employment, Shobha Karandlaje, informed that the latest periodic labour force survey indicated a decrease of unemployment rate among persons of 15 years age and above, stating that the government has implemented several schemes and programmes to enhance employability. The minister said 5 schemes under the PM's package have been announced during the current financial year to facilitate employment, skilling and opportunities for over 4 crore youth during the next 5 years. BJP MPs today met Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar and submitted a notice of breach of parliamentary privilege against Congress senior leader and MP Sonia Gandhi for her alleged derogatory remarks against President Draupadi Murmu. The BJP MPs have urged the Rajya Sabha Chairman to take cognizance of the matter and initiate disciplinary action against Mrs. Gandhi. Talking outside Parliament, BJP MP Bhagan Singh Gulaste said party MPs today met Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and also submitted the notice of breach of privilege against independent MP Rajesh Ranjan alias Pappu Yadav for his alleged derogatory remarks against the President. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today accused Leader of Opposition and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi of deliberately speaking falsehoods about his visit to the US in December last year. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar claimed that Mr. Gandhi's lies may be intended politically, but they damage the nation abroad. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that 100 Amrit Bharat, 50 Namo Bharat and 200 Vande Bharat trains, both sleepers as well as chair car variants, will be manufactured in the next 2 to 3 years. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnav said Union Budget 2025-26 has allocated 2.52 lakh crore rupees for the Indian Railways. Mr. Vaishnav also announced that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has taken up a big mission to modernize and expand railway facilities in West Bengal, and an amount of 13,955 crore rupees has been allocated for this. Mr. Vaishnav said the railways has a massive investment of 68,000 crore rupees in West Bengal.
बंगाल में 68,000 करोड़ रुपीस का रेलवे का इन्वेस्टमेंट है. मैसिव इन्वेस्टमेंट है ये, और इस इन्वेस्टमेंट को ठीक से जल्दी से लोगों के काम में आए इसके लिए मैं आप सबके माध्यम से स्टेट के ऑनरेबल चीफ मिनिस्टर को रिक्वेस्ट करना चाहूंगा कि आप लैंड एक्विजिशन में लॉ एंड ऑर्डर में हमारी मदद करें जिससे कि बंगाल के जन जन को ज्यादा से ज्यादा सुविधाएं मिल सके.
The minister added that 9 Vande Bharat trains are currently running in West Bengal.
101 stations ko Amrit station ke program ke under completely redevelop kiya ja raha hai Bengal mein. Ye bahut hi bada project hai aur iska kai kai varshon tak desh ko labh hoga, Bengal ko labh hoga. Bengal mein 9 Vande Bharat trains chal rahi hai abhi aur pehli jo Amrit Bharat train jisme Vande Bharat jaisi amenities lekin jo hamare shramik varg hain unke liye hai ye, wo pehli train Malda se chalu hui thi last year. Is saal ke budget mein 100 nayi Amrit Bharat trains approve hui. नमो भारत ट्रेन वो भी बहुत जल्दी बंगाल में चालू होगी.
Campaigning came to an end this evening for assembly elections in Delhi. Our correspondent reports that Delhi is witnessing a three-way contest between BJP, AAP and Congress.
Delhi witnessed high-octane campaigning for the assembly polls. Today, senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah addressed public meetings in support of party candidates in Jangpura, Bijwasan and Dwarka. BJP President JP Nadda also addressed a public meeting in Burari Assembly constituency. Senior Aam Aadmi Party leader and Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann held road shows in Adarsh Nagar, Shakur Basti and Shalimar Bagh Assembly constituencies. At the same time, Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal also held public meetings in Chhatarpur and Kalkaji Assembly constituencies. Senior Congress leader and MP Priyanka Gandhi conducted door-to-door campaign in Jangpura and a road show in Kasturba Nagar area. Voting for the assembly elections will be held on Wednesday and counting of votes will take place on Saturday. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Now news from the Mahakumbh at Prayagraj. Over 2 crore 33 lakh devotees today took a holy dip in the Sangam during the third Amrit Snan on the occasion of Basant Panchami at the Mahakumbh. More from our correspondent.
The third Amrit Snan in Mahakumbh today concluded smoothly as the state government adopted a zero-error approach. The Amrit Snan commenced with saints and seers of 13 akhadas followed by the devotees. Flower petals were showered on saints and devotees taking a holy dip at Triveni Sangam. To avoid chaos, separate pathways were used for entry and exit to safeguard the flow of devotees. The security of the Mela area was monitored through drones, helicopter and CCTV cameras. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath regularly monitored the security situation at the war room set up at his residence. The Mahakumbh Mela, recognized as the world's largest spiritual gathering, commenced on 13 January and over 37 crore devotees have taken holy dip so far. With Dipendra Kumar, Aman Yadav, Akashwani News, Prayagraj.
A car bomb exploded on the outskirts of a northern Syrian city, Manbij, today, killing at least 19 people. The dead included 18 women and one man. According to the local Syrian civil defense, another 15 women were injured, some of them in critical condition. Punjab's Sifth Kaur Samra secured the gold medal in women's 50-meter rifle three positions at the 38th National Games in Dehradun today. In men's 10-meter pistol event, Karnataka's Jonathan Anthony clinched gold. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha hold discussion on motion of thanks to the President's address. Estimated unemployment rate declines to 3.2% during last fiscal, says government in Lok Sabha. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav says 200 Vande Bharat, 100 Amrit Bharat and 50 Namo Bharat trains will be manufactured in next 2 to 3 years. Campaigning ends for Delhi Assembly elections, voting for all 70 constituencies on Wednesday. In Syria, 19 people killed in a car bomb explosion on outskirts of Manbij city. And in 38th National Games, Sifth Kaur Samra from Punjab clinches gold in women's 50-meter rifle three positions in Dehradun. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.